Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, May 4th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Pisces, the ever-imaginative and dreamy sign of the zodiac. Pisces is symbolized by two fish swimming in opposite directions, and it's said to mean that the energy of Pisces is the energy of the two worlds, the spirit and the material. For that reason, folks with a heavy emphasis on Pisces in their birth charts are often said to appear otherworldly, or stated another way, look like they don't have a sense of direction, or that they don't know what they're doing unless they are near a body of water or at a fish fry. Now, in Pisces, inspiration, imagination, connection with the collective unconsciousness, or just plain escapism engulfs us. Pisceans have a wonderful imagination, love affairs, and broken hearts. If they are fortunate to have a strong Mars and Saturn, they can turn that into art, poetry, painting, and things like that because they feel so deeply and see things that others do not. And that goes for all their senses. They hear things that other people don't hear as well. Also, Pisces, being a water sign, is an immensely healing element. So when the moon transits Pisces, there is an abundance of healing energy. Who doesn't find comfort looking out on the many coves and bays here in the mystical comfort of the water's presence up here in the Penobscot? Now, all that energy is heightened even more because the moon conjuncts Neptune. Neptune, the god of the ocean realm, is at home in Pisces. That adds even more imagination and dreaminess to the moon's visit here. Plus, the moon meets up with Mercury, the planet of communication. When the moon, Mercury, and Neptune connect, it's very exciting. A real outpouring of feelings can be here. Now, with Mercury, there is a gift of expression, even on the level of intuition and telepathy. What a day for the spirit to soar, for poets, romantics, painters, dreamers, and rabble-rousers. Now, like all signs, Pisces can have a dark side. If your imagination goes off the rails into the realm of escapism or fantasy, watch out. Stay in the light and tune into the higher vibration. Now, Sunday has a different vibe. The moon is still in Pisces, but it's left the orb of Neptune and crossed paths with Mars and Rahu, the shadow demon planet. Oh, this could feel like being in a river suddenly turned into a torrent of white water rapids. Sunday can feel downright emotionally upsetting. That's because the moon's sensitivity can turn on itself into hurt feelings, whether they're real or imagined. But come Monday, the moon is away from the storm of that and into Aries, the warrior sign. That leads us to a darkening of the light as the moon draws near the sun to begin a new moon cycle on Tuesday, May 7th. Now, new moons can feel like one's energy is depleted. So rest and get some time for yourself to just comfort yourself. New moons can be downright depleting. The Tuesday new moon marks the beginning of a new cycle for Jupiter, too. Jupiter is the planet of abundance, hope, optimism, good fortune, luck, wisdom, and hitting the lottery. It moves into Taurus, the ever-stable, ever-grounded fixed sign of the Earth. This is a wonderful transit for bringing in the gifts of Jupiter into the realm of the real. The energy of Jupiter in Taurus could inspire you to connect with the grace and unity in all creation. This has been called the St. Francis Transit, where you talk to the animals and all of nature and hear what they have to say. As that great yogi, Yogi Berra, once said, you can see a lot by looking at things, and you can hear a lot by listening. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at weru.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer, it's the wise person that rules their stars, a fool that is ruled by them. That's it for now. Over and out.